live on the telephone from RW Estella with a word in edgewise. Good morning, RW.
Good morning, Allison. About an hour after sunset yesterday afternoon, in our sky to the southwest, the crescent moon shone 5 degrees to the right of Mars. Another 5 degrees to the right and below the moon was Venus, just above the horizon. And a few moments before sunrise this morning, a gorgeous dappled dawn of light crimson-orange mackerel clouds floated by through the pale azure dome setting atop this frosted landscape that holds our first Monday of December. When Mars, the god of war, and Venus, the goddess of love, align with the moon, some might imagine the classic picture of balance. For if all's fair in love and war, as the old saying goes, the arrangement of our celestial icons might well allow for plenty of terrestrial leeway. We are now in the 340th day of this leap year 2016, with 20 days remaining until Christmas, 26 days until New Year's Eve. On this day, 177 years ago, George Armstrong Custer was born in Ohio. 22 years later, Custer would graduate last in his class at West Point. A year later, during the Civil War, he would become the youngest Army general ever. And 14 years after that, he would lead one of the all-time U.S. Army blunders at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. In contrast, over the weekend, our present-day Army Corps of Engineers sided with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe by turning down a permit for a controversial pipeline project running through North Dakota. The Army Corps of Engineers, of course, was only proceeding as instructed by its commander-in-chief, Barack Obama. Many folks suspect that those instructions will shortly be countermanded about 2 months from now when a new commander-in-chief, with different views about the North Dakota pipeline, enters office. But those of us who find some comfort in conciliatory remarks say that such is the nature of democracy, and that at least some important things have been said along the way. For example, a sizable contingent of Americans has voiced its concern for the protection of natural resources, despite the roar of many other voices hell-bent to destroy those resources. The fact that the Standing Rock Water Protectors have amassed an array of allies from across the United States is a wonderful thing in itself. In some ways, not at all dissimilar to that magic moment 60 years ago when Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins gathered for the first and only time to do a jam session at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Over the weekend, another important anniversary was noting that of 27 years ago, when just off the coast of Malta, President George Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev issued statements strongly suggesting that the long-standing animosities at the core of the Cold War might be coming to an end. Most of us know, of course, how those animosities are doing these days, more than a quarter of a century later. But at least we had a start, which in some ways for many people continues today. From Orono, Maine, here's to a great day.